For artistic purposes, Photoshop is just the latest tool for manipulating images. But did you see that shark swimming through a flooded neighborhood after Superstorm Sandy? It was all over the web for a couple of days. A few people retweeted it in a panic, but most of us shrugged. Shark swimming down the street. Ha ha. It was fake. For the first time, we really no longer assume that a photograph shows real life. One of the people who's ushering in this new world is Manish Agrawala. He's a professor of computer science at the University of California, Berkeley, where he runs the Visualization Lab. He's also a MacArthur genius. I asked him how Photoshop itself had changed since it was introduced in 1990.
So Photoshop has evolved quite a bit over the last 20, 25 years. Back when it was Photoshop 1.0, you could go in and touch every pixel in an image, change its color, and create all kinds of effects that way. You could create an image composite by taking a picture of a person, let's say, and carefully outlining their face, cutting it out, and then pasting it on a new background.
Right.
What people have been working on for the last 20 years is to build simpler interfaces where, for example, I could just very coarsely mark a stroke on the person's face rather than carefully cutting it out in order to extract it and then composite it into a new background. And that interface really changes the speed with which you can try out different ideas.
So on the one hand, these digital tools make all kinds of bad deception possible, scams and frauds. The possibilities are huge. On the other hand, just about everybody's carrying a camera in their pocket all the time now and so can produce photographic evidence of reality. Does the ubiquity of digital phone cameras help protect us from being deceived by digital photo manipulation?
I don't think it protects us. I think that what is changing and needs to change is that people who view photographs need to understand that there was an author who took that photograph. There was someone who decided what photograph to take and possibly also manipulated that photograph. You know, maybe there are ways that we can help people understand that photos have been manipulated.
Well, and there is, I know, a field of image forensics where people specialize in detecting how and if images were manipulated. And how does that work roughly?
One of the things that it does is that it analyzes the compression that's been used on the photographs. So when you use JPEG to compress an image, for example, it leaves behind a little bit of a signature. And that signature is slightly different depending on the exact algorithm that you use. And so this tool looks for those changes to the signature in the JPEG compression. In particular, when you use Photoshop on an image, the parts where you've used Photoshop have a slightly different signature than the parts where you haven't used Photoshop.
So after the revolution of the last 20 years with Photoshop and digital photography and cell phone cameras, any idea about the next big disruption in how we collect and use images?
Well, I think it's hard to know what the next disruption
will be. Of
course,
you'd be about to become a zillionaire if you did.
But things have gotten disrupted. Video is an obvious candidate. Tools for manipulating video are on the horizon, I think. You may have seen recently Photoshop included what's called a content-aware fill tool. It allows you to easily remove an object from an image. You essentially outline the image using a magic wand or whatever, press delete, and the system automatically fills in the hole that's left behind in a way that looks very realistic.
The Soviet dream.
That's right. One of the exciting directions is to take that kind of a tool that's been designed for images and now apply it to video. You're a tourist taking a video of your family at a tourist site, and a stranger walks into your video. You can press a button and take them out.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
There's also advances in camera technology. So you may have heard of this new camera, the Lytro. It's a camera that takes an image that can then be refocused after you've taken the image.
The moment at which your photograph is taken, which used to be sort of everything in photography, is no longer necessarily so salient.
That's right. Yeah. It changes the way we think about what a photograph is.
Manish, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kurt.
Manish Agrawala is a computer science professor at UC Berkeley and one of the scientists on the advisory board of Studio 360's Science and Creativity series.